For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. Senior officials from China and the U.S. have issued a joint declaration during their high-level dialogue on fighting cybercrime and related issues in Washington, D.C. The dialogue, agreed to by Chinese President Xi Jinping and his U.S. counterpart Barack Obama, is the first high-level exchange of its kind between the two countries. On top of the five-point declaration, China and the U.S. will strengthen information exchanges on fighting against cybercrime. The two countries have decided to conduct a cyber attack simulation in the spring of 2016. The establishment of a hotline mechanism is also highlighted in the agreements with the aim of providing a timely avenue to resolve cybercrime-related issues. The next high-level joint dialogue of its kind is expected to be held in Beijing next June. Former Olympic and Paralympic athlete Oscar Pistorius has been found guilty of murder. South Africa's Supreme Court of Appeals overturned an earlier manslaughter verdict and convicted Pistorius of murder. Pistorius is currently under house arrest, having served 10 months of his previous 5-year sentence. He will have to return to court for a new sentence to be decided. Pistorius now faces at least 15 years in prison. Two suspects killed in a gun battle with police are now believed to be the only two shooters in a mass shooting in San Bernardino earlier today. The shooting has killed 14 people and injured 17 others in Southern California. It happened in San Bernardino, east of Los Angeles, at the Inland Regional Center building during a banquet for employees of the San Bernardino Health Department. The San Bernardino police chief has identified the woman killed in the gun battle as 27-year-old Tashafin Malik. The other suspect was previously identified as 28-year-old Saeed Farouk. Relatives of the two say they were married. Among the victims of the attack, 5 remain in hospital and 2 of them are listed in critical condition. The FBI said it's not clear if the shooting is a terrorist attack. The exact motive is not known, and evidence gathering continues. Britain has conducted its first airstrikes against the Islamic State militants in Syria. This comes just hours after the UK Parliament voted to launch bombing raids in the country. After more than 10 hours of tense debate, lawmakers voted in favor of the airstrikes by a count of 397 to 223. 2 RAF Tornado jets took off from Cyprus to bomb Islamic State targets in Syria shortly after the vote. Britain has been bombing IS in Iraq since the House of Commons voted to authorize airstrikes there in September 2014. With the UN climate conference ongoing in Paris, China's top climate negotiator Xie Zhenhua has gone on record saying that China's climate commitments were specific, powerful, and pragmatic. She has stressed that a key difference of China's intended nationally determined contributions was in their adaptation to climate change. According to Xie, China has presented detailed measures in its INDC, including how to focus on areas such as agriculture, forestry, and water resources to resist climate change. On the sidelines of the conference, a meeting on China's carbon emissions peak commitment was also held at the China Pavilion on Wednesday. Experts and scholars from China, the United States, and Brazil introduced their research and shared their experiences at the meeting. Earlier, China pledged to cut its carbon emissions per unit of GDP by 60% to 65% from 2005 levels by 2030. Chinese authorities are telling the operators of coal-fired power plants to upgrade their technology with a goal of cutting pollutant discharge by 60% before 2020. The move is expected to save 100 million tons of raw coal and reduce carbon dioxide emissions by 180 million tons annually. In the meantime, the country aims to cut total coal consumption to below 65% of primary energy use by 2017. The State Council, China's cabinet, released the Air Pollution Prevention and Control Action Plan in 2013, pledging to increase clean energy supply and cut coal consumption. Australian authorities believe they are probably searching in the right place for the missing Malaysian airliner MH370. Australia's Deputy Prime Minister Warren Truss says new analysis suggests the aircraft most likely came to rest in the southern part of the current search area. As such, searchers will focus on the location and slightly expand the search area. Truss also says China is set to contribute a ship and funds totaling $14.6 million to the search effort. The plane lost contact on March 8, 2014. During a flight from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing, with all 239 people on board missing. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer Music.